Immigrants at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma started a hunger strike this week. That's according to Latino Advocacy, an immigrant advocacy group. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
Latino Advocacy Director Marumoro Villalpando says up to 200 people are participating in the hunger strike. She says they're calling for better food, higher pay for jobs at the detention center, and expedited hearings, the only way they can.
The only tool they have to fight back is their bodies and their health. And they're willing to risk their health and, in many instances, their own court cases to bring light to these abuses and these human rights violations that they're facing while in detention.
This isn't the first time detainees at the Tacoma Detention Center have gone on strike. Hundreds of immigrants refused meals in 2014 because of similar concerns. That spurred U.S. Congressman Adam Smith, representative for Tacoma and Bellevue, to introduce legislation aimed at improving conditions in detention centers across the nation. The legislation has yet to be adopted, but Smith says he's introducing it again towards the end of April. He says we need to set legislative standards for detention centres, like we do for federal prisons. And
there are so many people in there that could be out in the community awaiting determination of their final immigration status. So we really emphasize alternatives to detention in my legislation.
Detainees are expected to continue the hunger strike at least through Thursday. The Tacoma Centre is a US Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. An ICE spokesperson says they can't provide the number of detainees who have refused meals, but she says people will be subject to hunger strike protocols if they go without eating for 72 hours. That includes monitoring, counselling, and possibly treatment. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.